Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Hello, we are here for another podcast. It's Nick and Jules. No producer Aaliyah, still sick.
No.
Which is good news that she's not here because we want her to be at home healing because we want her to join us next week on the Nick and Jules comedy cruise.
She cannot be unwell for that.
No.
I mean, I understand if people get seasick.
Or
we can't have sickness prior.
Or they could develop scurvy. It's a very quick way to develop scurvy if you get on the boat and you're on it for less than 2 hours and develop it. But
thankfully, Pink released a song back with SpongeBob, the ultimate collaboration.
Mm. Yeah, got to be up. Make sure you get your vitamin C's in you.
Yes, vitamin C. Get the vitamin C. I hate that.
Start, get it in you right now, everyone, because you've got a week. It's under a week now.
What is that? Eating oranges? No.
Vitamin C's oranges?
Yes, what else? What's a diet?
What's got vitamin C?
I think
a lemon technically has vitamin C.
Okay, so I'm thinking a citrus fruit salad then.
Very, very citrus forward.
Very acidic.
You'll have an orange and then just drizzle some lemon over the top of it.
I'll pass.
That sounds awful. But we are getting close to the comedy cruise and we've just come off the back of talking with M. Tressida, who obviously hosted the show in lieu of you whilst you're away in Europe. And she will be one of the comedians performing next week.
Bit of an exclusive here on the podcast off air because we haven't in fact released the lineup of the comedians as yet.
I think we might have said that she's performing. I feel certain. I don't know. It feels not.
I was aware.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm getting confused with. Maybe it was just the fact that I knew. But yeah, next week.
Wow, that's the announcement.
Next week on the show, we will say all the comedians. Mm-hmm. M is one of them.
Yep.
And the only reason why I'm not seeing the other two right now is because I've forgotten their names.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, M seems more prepared than perhaps all of us, not only because she has to perform, so she's got a set ready for her comedy, but she's also got the costume element down pat. So what she is wearing to perform on the night.
Which, again, peek behind, you get the exclusive here, which is funny to refer to this as an exclusive. But we can officially report that M's going to be wearing a rash vest. What?
Racy!
What?
You know, I'm starting to think I should second guess my costume because I've thought of a better idea.
Have you?
What about one of those donuts that you sort of like, you throw along when you're just out and about.
Oh, floating around?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Where would I get a giant donut? And would it be an inconvenience holding that the whole night?
The answer is yes to the inconvenience part.
Because one hand you have a microphone, the other one, unless I shout.
I reckon you'd be able to get them pretty easily from like a
Kmart,
Big W, Rebel, anywhere that sells pool gear. Absolutely.
I guess I've never been in the market for those things. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've never had regular access to a pool really until I had a pool in Brisbane, but that was about it.
I had a pool when I was a kid, but Dad never like regulated it with the temperature. Like chlorine, nah. Like it was just.
Oh, it was just you had a pond.
We had a pond. It had several leaves in it. And if you went in, it was at your own risk. But I didn't care. I think that's how I've developed so many ear infections. Same with my brother. It checks out.
Oh, that's interesting. You both have ear stuff.
Constant ear infections and problems.
You know, because I've spoken about this in the show, but I did used to work at a pool chemical store. And that would actually 100% check out. If that was, started early days, you got some, had the wrong chemical balance.
It was, it was like the pool was very like 70s build. Like, the classic brick facade of those houses back in the day. That was what the pool was like. And it had like a semicircle that was the spa part of the pool. Exact same temperature.
There are so many pools like that. And I don't understand because I think because I always thought, oh, that means it's spa. But there's so many where it's clearly not because they share the same body of water. And it's not as though they don't have a heat thing because
it's shallower,
never built it.
So maybe
it heats up slightly.
Yeah.
I think it might be just for hanging out in if you're like having people around. I think it's just so you're not having to work hard to swim.
As a kid, I just thought maybe it would bubble. I think there was one time it did.
Someone passed wind underneath and you're like, oh, this is pretty exciting.
Someone put some bubble bath
mixture
in.
Playing in the fart.
It was a weird concept as a kid to be like, whoa, rich things. But then it was just not the experience
except not quite.
No.
We used to have my grandparents, they had a spa at a holiday house, which was pretty luxe.
Must be nice.
I remember when we went there for the first time and I was like, this, it's like just a big hot pool. It's a big hot bath. And
you didn't like it?
Oh, I think I didn't like it at first, but you learn to like it, especially when the other water's particularly cold.
You learn to relax and lean certainly back into it.
Well, they say, and this is what I remember being told, is they're like, mum and dad and, you know, whoever was supervising, being militant about being like, absolutely do not put your head under the water. That is bad
what
news.
What happens if you put your head underwater?
You get ear infections like Jules does.
Is that what you learned later in life when you worked at the pool shop?
No, I learned that just, you know, how easy it is. I learned how easy at the pool shop it is, how easy it is for, you know, the chemical imbalance to happen.
Mm.
Pools are ridiculously expensive.
Yes.
Chemicals are not cheap.
This is why Dad didn't want to maintain it.
I get it. I understand. I think what the solution I reckon might be is, you know, you get it maintained at the very start of the summer and then, or like maybe the peak of the summer.
Hope that it lasts.
And you just hope that it lasts like a month. You have a good month of swimming. And then
Or you get a paddle pool.
What's that? Oh, like, you mean like an inflatable one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just for hanging out in?
Hmm.
Like a little clam, you know, the clamshell pools?
Adult-sized clam.
I don't know if I've ever seen like a child use a clam pool as much. I've seen them get used for dogs a lot.
Ah, yeah.
My dog has a clam pool, so I assume that.
Does she?
Yes, she does. Eleanor. She has both sides of it. You know, one's a spa, one's a regular
pool. Does she really?
Yeah, hot water and
cold. What does she prefer?
Well, she just cold water, to be completely fair. She's not living that much of a life of luxury. She doesn't, but she does like sitting in it for a brief period.
Nice.
Goes through phases, you know. She won't
try and like lick the water, like think it's a water bowl.
That's interesting. I think she's probably definitely done that.
Mm.
But I think the inquisitive mind of a dog goes, well, this is a big enough water bowl for me to sit in, which makes me think that if her actual water bowl was big enough, she'd probably sit in that as well.
Yes.
Maybe some dogs just like sitting in bodies of water.
Some dogs do. My old housemate's dog did that. You take her to the beach all the time.
Yeah.
Him, actually. And what is wrong with me and genders of dogs today? I've offended all the dogs.
God, very, very conservative
Eleanor,
opinions
I'm so
of you.
Sorry, but Hopkins was his name.
Hopkins.
Three-legged dog. He would hop on over to the beach, favorite place.
Pretty good.
He would, you'd have to sort of walk through parkland to get to this area of the beach.
Mm.
So as soon as you walk past that part, he would sit down and be like, we will go this way or else. And he was a border collie with a bit of German Shepherd. Heavy dog.
Heavy dog.
So you couldn't move him. So it's like, well, I guess we have to go to the beach today. Oh, we have to go this
dog.
Way.
We have to go to the beach. Well, isn't it unfortunate with the dog is, you know, calling the shots? But I think that's probably a lot of dogs, to be completely honest.
So he'd go to the beach. He'd lie down. The waves would go over him. And he'd be like, nah, don't care, love it. But my dog had completely different experiences with the water. Hated it. Threw him into the pool when he was a baby, so that was probably something to do with traumatizing him.
Oh, yeah, that's what a horrific thing to do.
I think it was Dad. He was like, dogs can swim. Doggy paddle. Didn't love it.
They have to learn to swim. They don't. It's like a child. Like, you can learn to swim. You can't just chuck him in the deep end.
So we took him to the beach once in Melbourne. I think it was one of the dog beaches.
Mm.
And he ran the other way towards oncoming traffic. That was not a fun day.
Mm. Isn't that unfortunate when the dog would prefer traffic to the beach?
Take me out.
Do you think, because, you know, dogs are around water, sometimes boats have dogs. What do you think the likelihood of comedy crews having a boat dog?
Ooh.
Seems like there would be maybe OH&S-y stuff about it, but it would be enjoyable to bring one.
Yeah, if we wanted dogs on the guest list, we should probably...
have specified.
Yes. We'd rather a dog than a person.
Well...
if they're taking up capacity there.
Isn't that interesting? Because I suppose...
who's going to have a better time? Who's going to entertain more?
Of the people that have been invited thus far, none of them seem like dead shits. I think they seem fine.
Yep, jovial people.
I'd agree. They seem like people we want to hang out with.
Mm.
But, you know, who's to say we've got tickets to give away to it on tomorrow's show and the show after that, and then also one through the Nick and Jules Inner Circle, which you can obviously still join that on Facebook.
Jump on the link in show notes.
We'll try to obviously not have bad people, but...
there might be someone sitting there deadpan, and a dog barking at random intervals of someone's set might be preferable.
What do you think? Well, you actually put yourself in the mind of a comedian right now. If you're up there performing and you tell what you think is a pretty good joke.
Yes.
Would you rather dead silence or a dog barking?
A dog barking. If you're good with crowd participation.
True.
You're
very
not
helpful.
Thrown, you can pivot.
I have a friend who... is currently writing his first ever stand-up set.
That's exciting.
Very excited for him.
Are you giving him some notes?
Yeah, I've been helping him out. And
the professional you are.
Just, I mean, not even. Some of it is just like...
I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
No, Matt, if you are listening, I think you know, we've come off the workshop yesterday.
Workshop?
He did it. It's only like, it's a tight five is what they call it. So it's about 5 minutes-ish of material.
Mm-hmm.
that usually runs under. And he did the type five for me, and I was just like, hey, I think we probably need to cut this bit out and cut this bit out. And
oh, there's nothing left.
You can't be saying that. And he's like, yeah, that's pretty fair.
Non-PC.
A little bit of that. Yeah. It didn't even mean it in an offensive manner, but he was just trying to go down like an avenue of comedy where I was like, you're not that kind of comedian.
Right.
Like, you know, some comedians can probably get away with doing that, but that you haven't ever done it before. So I wouldn't try that on your very first time. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you off air because I don't want it going on record for his sake. But that's the learning process.
That's right. He's given it a crack, and at least he's running it past you before it's going anywhere else.
And I'm excited for it. His first show is on the 23rd of October. So we'll see how that goes.
That's soon.
Very soon for him. Very soon.
Are you going to give him a plug?
Yeah, I suppose. You know, 23rd of October at the Newstead Hotel in Brisbane. If you want to see someone perform for the very first time, I think it starts at like 7-ish, which means... As far as I know, that means he'll probably go on closer to 10 p.m.
They are late, aren't they, comedy nights?
Yeah, and especially the very new, they put you on at the end, which, I mean, makes sense.
Well, rest assured for our comedy crews, we have very early bedtimes, and our evening beginning at 6 is late for us. Don't you worry. If you come along, you'll be in bed civilized hours.
And the comedians are not new to it. They're all established, very good comedians.
Yes.
We're driving some people in, we're shipping some people in, we're flying them in. So we've got people coming from all corners.
All the transport.
Very exciting. Tickets available tomorrow on the show and through the Nick and Jules Inner Circle. Otherwise, that's the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
If you see someone out on the roads in a red Jeep and they're driving a little bit strangely.
Who'd that be?
Curiously, that would be yours. That'd be me. Just a heads up. I don't think I'm driving illegally. I'll say
you
that.
You don't think?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know. So what I'm about to mention...
Is admitting guilt.
For any road police out there, I'm getting my car serviced and fixed shortly. So just a heads up, I know something's wrong with it.
Oh, is this the noise coming back?
No, my car was making a weird aircon noise rattle for about a year.
Ghosts in there.
We assumed I had an exorcism performed, not that.
You rock up to the mechanics? Yeah, what
do
you need?
Do you have a priest on staff as well? They said, no, it's not that kind of mechanic, sir. No, nothing to do with the noise, the rattle. What happened is at the start of this week, my car just said, hey, your left indicator is not working.
What do you mean?
My car flagged it. I said, well, you're smart enough to tell me that it's not working. Why can't you just make it work?
Your car tells you, hey, it's not working.
Yeah, it said, hey, your left indicator is no longer working.
Haha.
The signals air out or something. Oh. The lights don't go.
I don't know, that could happen. That's bad.
But my right signal's fine. I was like, well, why is one, I don't know, maybe did I get both bumped in the left and the front and back? I don't know.
Huh.
So my left indicator is not working.
No.
So what I've been doing for the last 3 days until I can't get my car serviced until next week, and I don't really know how to fix it otherwise, but I've only been turning right.
I am imagining this. And I want to follow you everywhere you go.
I only turn right at the moment just because I don't want to cause accidents.
What if you accidentally get into the wrong lane and need to merge into the left?
Then I'm on the Hume Highway for hours longer than intended.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, it's wildly inconvenient so far.
And sometimes seeing a mechanic isn't exactly right then and there. You have to wait a few days until they're available.
I don't think I can get into a mechanic until Monday.
Don't go anywhere then.
Not helpful. and I've been like YouTubing to try and like figure out how to solve the problem. And it's like,
DIY.
It might be the globes, but also I don't know. So I'm going to try and fix that today so I can do a left turn, obviously. But it's been I look like an idiot because I look lost the entire time. So here's the trick. Here's the trick that I've been doing. So when you get to a roundabout, but I got to go left, is I have to, like I'm an idiot, I have to loop around the entire roundabout just like I'm going for a joyride.
You should do the bike thing.
What's the bike thing like?
You know how people put their hand out to say I'm turning left?
But I can't reach across the passenger.
Try. Window down.
I chuck my window down and if I was to get like a, you know, the people that sit on the side of the road with construction workers and they stick out the stop signs. But if I get like a big lollipop sign, I stick out the window. So I actually don't know if what's worse, if I just take only rights or do this. But I'm just saying, if you do see someone out in the road in a red Jeep that's, you know, not turning left, spare a thought. And if you are a mechanic and can tell me how to fix that really soon, please let me do. And if you are road police,
leave me alone.
It's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. Boom. Okay, boom. We're joined by the biggest boomer here at the station. It's Mama Bear Mel, who happens to be our boss, so I guess we'll be as nice as necessary.
Why am I here? What's going on?
Well, you're here because I think that the people of Victoria would be really just interested in the goings-on of the station, because here at HIT, obviously, we talk pop culture, what's going on in the news.
The glossies, the magazines.
The incredible music that we play across your mornings and your work day, which you're aware of.
Oh, absolutely.
It is his job to be aware of it. But the funny thing is, Mel, that you're not always across these celebrity news cycles and whatnot.
Look, yes, you're probably right. I mean, you know, I remember when Madonna started, but
it was a while ago.
Isn't it interesting? We are actually playing a song with Madonna on it at the moment.
See?
But to kick things off, would you like to guess who else is on the track with with Madonna? Like who
I'm
is
gonna,
doing?
I'm going to say, Tony Basil. Because she did that song, Mickey. Remember Mickey? Oh, Mickey, sure. That one?
Tony Basil.
Around.
Is Tony Basil still performing? Good on Tony Basil. No, it's actually The Weeknd and Playboi Carti.
So someone on The Weeknd?
No, the artist The Weeknd, and he doesn't even use all the vowels because you've got to save time, Mel. And Playboi Carti. Well,
you're but making that up.
This is case in point. Jules, you've got some other pieces that we need Mel's input in.
All right, Mel, these are pop culture questions, tidbits, news cycle items in the last week or so. Charlotte Crosby, she got kicked off The Masked Singer on Monday night, revealed to be Space Fairy. Who is Charlotte?
She's Space Fairy.
Other than Space Fairy, what is she most well known for?
She was in a movie called Charlotte's Web. It was really
She played the spider.
No,
she's from Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore.
Which is?
Oh, she lives in Geordie Shore. Great.
Well, she
reality
might
TV series.
Actually, are you aware of, you're aware of the Geordie Shore though, obviously?
I'm aware of, an area in America, yes.
Is it America?
This UK.
Is
maybe,
that's UK. What
I, okay. Well, 50-50. So you know, you, and then there was a few other letters that followed it. Was it UK or SA?
All right. Next question. Rachel McAdams. She is one of four lead actors from a 2004 huge film. What's the film?
Oh, hang on. All right, I'm going to go with that Nasty Girls one or whatever it was called.
Nasty
Bad
Girls.
Bad Girls.
Not far off.
Honestly. No.
What was it called?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, that one, yeah.
Pretty good from you, Mel.
Thank you very much. Well, they're mean girls. They're a school, I think, and Mean Girls.
Mel, that's pretty spot on.
That's all you need to know.
I mean, look at this guy. That's why he's the boss. His fingers are on they're on the pulse.
Somewhat. All right, next question. What is Victoria Beckham being called out for by her husband?
She can't play soccer.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest points of contention in their relationship. She kept trying to join Manchester United and wasn't allowed to.
Okay. Spice
like
Girls
to
songs were really crap? No? Okay, well, they're my best two guesses.
Yeah.
No.
Well, look, to be fair, those things might be stuff that come up behind closed doors.
Yes.
We don't know.
For pretending that she was of lower class,
okay. In the new Beckham documentary, she pretends that she's working class. She's like, I was working class growing up. And Beckham goes, what car did your dad drop you off at school in? And she goes, the Rolls Royce.
Relatable.
Not really.
Mel, US actress Misha Barton, she has joined the Aussie soap Neighbours.
Yes.
What was the name of the character she's most famous for playing overseas?
She was on the OC, wasn't she?
Bloody look at him go. I've never seen such a smug man.
This is not going the way we thought it would.
What? No.
Who did she play, Mel?
Well, she played a character on the OC and she's got blonde hair.
And you know what? Honestly,
there you go.
Incredible.
We'll take that for
a week. The OC's been finished for a long time. There'll be plenty of people that don't know the answer to that
well. Well, last but not least, Abby Chatfield.
Yep.
She's been roasted by a table of boomers, perhaps like yourself.
Mm.
What has she been roasted for?
Yeah, what did you mean? You know Abby Chatfield. She used to be here on the station.
I know Abby and I know.
Personally?
It's just a plethora of things she could be roasted for. That's the problem with
Abby.
She
seems roastable sometimes.
She does seem a bit roastable. So I'm going to say that she's roastable because she was staying up too late at night doing her show.
And you know, the middle-aged crowd didn't like that about
it. Yes, they like to go to bed early.
Leave the jokes to us, Mel. That's your final answer?
Yes. What's the answer?
For her racy outfit out at dinner.
I was going to say that.
But you didn't.
I was going to say that.
A little bit too revealing for the table sitting opposite her.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I couldn't think of a good way to say that and not get in trouble, so
I just let
it go.
Honestly, fair. Let's not have you comment on. Actually, the whole point, the whole problem was that someone like you was commenting on her boobs. So
okay,
got to leave it at that.
All right.
Well, that's about how we expected it to go.
Hang on.
Okay, what do you mean, hang on?
Well, I want to know the score. Like, I reckon I was 3 out of 5 or so.
I think you got 2 out of 5. I'd like to suggest.
I'll give you 2.5. Thanks. Better luck next
two
week.
2.5. Yeah. You give him an extra point because he guessed that Misha Barton was blonde.
I'll do some swatting up on the week during the week.
The Wee Wee Wednesday French Quiz.
Bienvenue. It's time for us to get a little bit cultured on Wednesdays as the self-confessed Francophile on the team. I like to quiz us on the French language, the French culture, etc., etc.
Loves a quiz, loves the French.
Multiple choice questions for you, Nick, today on the Wee Wee Wednesday French Quiz. This week, it's Eiffel Tower themed because there's so much to learn about the Eiffel Tower.
Oui, I couldn't agree more.
Question number one. There is an apartment on the 3rd floor of the Eiffel Tower with a grand piano, wooden chests and paintings. Why was it created?
Oh.
So people could rent it out if they paid a pretty penny. So the designer could congratulate himself on finishing the building.
Okay.
Or so a cannon could be fired out to tell the Parisians what time it was at noon.
Fire a cannon is such a violent way of saying the time.
Hello, better hope it's midday.
I hope you don't get hit by the cannonball. I suppose you don't have to load the cannon. Or to congratulate himself. Or just to rent it. I don't think it's to rent.
Uh-huh.
Does he love himself or does he want to tell the time? I think he wants to tell the time. I'm going to go with it's the canon related thing.
They're all true, but the reason.
Oh, okay. Well, then includes about all of the above.
The reason why Gustave Eiffel created it was because he wanted a plush little apartment to himself to say well done to him.
So, you know, so it's the second one. Yeah. But it's all of them as well.
He created it for that. But those other things are true.
Okay. I'm going to give myself a point, but I'm also going to give myself a bow bow.
Question two. Why did the Eiffel Tower have to open late one morning a few weeks ago? For health authorities to check for bed bugs in the tower? To accommodate King Charles' visit down the main street?
Mm.
Or because drunk American tourists fell asleep and got stuck in the tower?
Oh, interesting. They do. I know that there is a bed bug epidemic in Paris at the moment. They are trying to get it on top of before the Olympics.
Yep.
A lot of Olympic chat today as well. I suppose they probably would close it down if King Charles was going because they wouldn't want him to get sniped from the top of the Eiffel.
So true.
And what was the third option?
Because drunk American tourists fell asleep and got stuck.
Americans do like to drink and get stuck in places. Give me drunk Americans.
Correct.
Hey.
They got drunk, evaded security, went to off-limits areas of the tower, got stuck and needed emergency services to come overnight.
Hey, if you're going to be in another country, be polite to their national monuments.
Last but not least, question three. Le shrinkage is a problem.
I had that on the weekend after I went for a swim.
It's affecting the Eiffel Tower, this problem.
Le shrinkage.
What is it? Cold weather, making the tower shrink in size by 6 inches? The pandemic, shrinking the line of people queuing up to climb the tower, or the size of the physical tickets given to the tourists to enter the attraction?
There's not much you can do to combat shrinkage except for you've got to trim the hedges around the Eiffel Tower in a certain way to make it look bigger. Smaller hedges will do it. So the options again, one
cold
is
weather,
cold weather getting to it.
The pandemic with the lines.
Yeah.
Or the physical tickets shrinking in size.
Look, I'm going to go physical tickets because I think that the actual, it would have been getting smaller because of cold weather all the time anyway. And with global warming, I don't think that that's an overall concern. And I reckon Euro summer has been massive. So I'm going to go with smaller tickets.
Incorrect. It is in fact the cold weather. The iron is so sensitive that cold weather can diminish its height.
By how much?
6 inches.
Jeez. Imagine being able to afford 6 inches. Well done, the Eiffel Tower. All right, that's the Wee Wee Wednesday quiz.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.